Part 3. Titans Clash Over Reality. There is no quantum world, there is only an abstract quantum mechanical description. Niels Bohr. I still believe in the possibility of a model of reality, that is to say, of a theory that represents things themselves and not merely the probability of their occurrence. Albert Einstein. Chapter 11. Solvay, 1927. Now I am able to write to Einstein, Hendrik Lorentz wrote on 2nd of April 1926. Earlier that day, this elder statesman of physics had been granted a private audience with the King of the Belgians. Lorentz had sought and received royal approval for Einstein's election to the scientific committee of the International Institute of Physics set up by industrialist Ernest Solvay. Once described by Einstein as a marvel of intelligence and exquisite tact, Lorentz had also obtained the king's permission to invite German physicists to the 5th Solvay Conference scheduled for October 1927. His Majesty expressed the opinion that 7 years after the war, the feelings which they aroused should be gradually damped down, that a better understanding between peoples was absolutely necessary for the future, and that science could help to bring this about, reported Lorentz. Aware that Germany's brutal violation of Belgian neutrality in 1914 was still fresh in the memory, the king felt it necessary to stress that in view of all that the Germans had done for physics, it would be very difficult to pass them over. But, passed over and isolated from the international scientific community, they had been, ever since the end of the war. The only German invited is Einstein, who is considered for this purpose to be international, Rutherford told a colleague before the 3rd Solvay Conference in April 1921. Einstein decided not to attend because Germans were excluded, and instead went on a lecture tour of America to raise funds for the founding of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. 2 years later, he said he would decline any invitation to the 4th Solvay Conference because of the continuing prohibition on German participation. In my opinion, it is not right to bring politics into scientific matters, he wrote to Lorentz, nor should individuals be held responsible for the government of the country to which they happen to belong. Unable to attend the 1921 conference because of ill health, Bohr too declined an invitation to Solvay 1924. He feared that to go might be interpreted by some as tacit approval of the policy to exclude the Germans. When Lorentz became president of the League of Nations Committee on Intellectual Cooperation in 1925, he saw little prospect of the ban on German scientists from international conferences being lifted in the near future. Then, unexpectedly in October that same year, the door barring them was unlocked, if not yet opened.